Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 482 of the Mail Right podcast. I am just overjoyed to tell you that you have found the number 86 ranked podcast for real estate marketing in the U.S. And today's exciting topic, today's topic that you're just going to be at the edge of your seat waiting to learn, joining me and John, lapping up at the river of knowledge that we provide you, is going to be easy ways to stand out as a real estate agent in 2025. Forgive me, that wasn't the smoothest introduction I've ever done, but I am joined today by the master of all podcast production, Jonathan Dinwood. Go ahead, John, introduce yourself to the audience.
Thanks, Rob. I'm the joint founder of mail-right.com. We're a great valued CRM, landing page, email, text messaging, and a lot more. One embracing platform at great value price, starting if you pay month to month at slightly around $49 a month. Back over to you, Rob.
All right. And my name is Robert Newman. I am a lifetime sales and marketing guy. I've run big call centers. I've done traditional marketing campaigns. I've been in charge of budgets as much as $70 million a year to do things like TV advertising and infomercials and things that don't even exist anymore, yellow pages, and I can go on and on. Today, you find me as a real estate SEO guy who makes websites, does internet marketing campaigns, and focuses on lead generation using inbound marketing strategies. So, without any further ado, today, John and I are going to do our best to give you some ideas that you may or may not know, or you may just need to be reminded of on how to get noticed as a real estate agent right now in 2025. So I'm going to let John jump into number one. By the way, the show notes, if you like what we have to say, if you're curious to see how, like if you want to see the in-print version, you're going to go to mail-right.com and you're going to look for the show notes, number 482, and you'll be able to see all the work that John has put into making notes for you. Without any further ado, John, why don't you go ahead and explain what number one is?
Yeah, it's like these, like what Rob said, are easy ideas to stand out as a real estate agent. You know, using social media and direct messaging people in your CRM. It's something you want to block off a period of time every week and religiously do it. You know, but what do you DM them about? Well, the stuff that's in your CRM, you know, anything that you've put in there, personal events, their birthday, you know, anything that you know about that person that you put into your CRM can be a reason to hit them up with a direct message. Local events. And like anything about that person relating to other people that's in your CRM. This is one of the main reasons for a CRM, is so you can store this data, because nobody can remember all this. And have it easy searchable, and then direct messaging people about this. It's just like a hand up, you know, putting yourself in front of them. So, because it's a busy world and people forget that you are the real estate expert. That's all you're doing, really. What do you reckon, Robert?
We've talked about subjects like this in the past, and I'm going to go back to an old recommendation of mine, how to swim with the sharks without being eaten alive. Harvey McKay is a master of building value through basically collecting information about a client. You can do that these days with researching, like things like alma mater, favorite pet, favorite place to vacation, favorite place to hike, favorite hobby. These are all really great ways to establish connection with somebody. And so in the art of establishing connection, Harvey McKay is a master. He's got like 50 to like 100 ideas about how you could theoretically establish connection. Like if you were a pugilist, you could maybe talk to John about days a long, long time ago, granted, but something that he used to do avidly. And that might be an interesting way to establish a conversation, because maybe he starts to talk about other things that related to his youth, and maybe you can find something in your youth that connected into his youth. And the next thing you know, you have a rapport with somebody, and you, that's what really makes you stand out, is connecting. And connecting can, what you got to do, the way I've always thought about it is, let's say you have 100 bullets in a magazine. You want to fire as many of them as fast as possible at somebody and find out if you have any strikes, because connection is usually has to be genuine. So you want to find points of similarity or points of historical relevance to you that match up with somebody, which, like, I don't do sports. So, you know, I don't ever talk to people about sports, but I do read a lot. I've written a lot. I've done a lot of, like I consume a lot of different types of media. I have certain art forms that I really like theater and things like that. Music. I'm very, very, I've got a lot of great stories about bands that I've seen before they got famous, because I've been looking at live music in LA for a long, long time. So usually if you just search enough, you'll find a point of connection that somebody really, really enjoys. And then you can create a rapport doing that. All right. Number two, selfie video to Plask clients. So John's idea here was bomb. All I'm going to say is, the video is the wave of the future. I do video in my emails to my customers. Live video is best, something that opens up inside the email. BombBomb is a master of that. And I think that they're, like, you can't say enough good things about the idea of trying to grab somebody's attention in a different way using email. John, how did this make the list for you?
Yeah, well, you remember we interviewed a while ago Jimmy Burgess, I think it is. He's the kind of master of it, you know, like, he selects past clients, he gives them some local information about the property market, he personalizes it, he sends it off to them. These are people that he's done business with. And like I say, it's not generic, it's personalized. And then he sends it out to them. It's like a more targeted tap on the shoulder. I'm here. I can be a resource for you. And he shows his value by the bit of information that he's sharing with the client.
Right. And for those of you who might be big fans, and I say might, not making that assumption, just pretend for a second that some of you have been following me and John for a while and you're big fans of us. Well, guess what? We have a video that we did with Connor McCluskey, the CEO of BombBomb, a long time back in the day. I think it was Connor. It was two founders for BombBomb. It was certainly one of the two. We did an interview with one of the two founders of BombBomb. So you've got two separate ways that you could probably get more value from this podcast. One, he's absolutely right. Jimmy Burgess is an incredible guerrilla marketer inside the real estate space. He's got a huge following of his own. And when he was trying to get that following started, he came and visited with me and Jonathan on this show. And he was amazing. It was an incredible show. And then we've also got the CEO of BombBomb. So if you have the patience, go to the mail-right.com website and look up some of these past shows. I think I have a couple of those episodes on my website, inboundrem.com too. So either way, take a look for them. Just do the keyword search BombBomb and you'll probably find the CEO. All right, moving on. Actually, hold on. Let me check time. Yep, moving on. Number three. Ooh, I like this one. Answering questions in social media. I'm gonna follow you up on this one, John. Where was your how would you apply this yourself?
Well, it's a bit like, you know, do some basic research, some SEO, get a list up, you know, keep a list of questions that have been asked by clients or prospective clients. If you haven't got such a list, you should develop one. But then also look online, you know, do some basic searches, see what questions, what videos are being made, you know, on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever social media platform you're on, what are the questions that are being asked, and try and put your own spin on it and make some videos and answer those questions and tag them properly. And they should get some reasonable volume.
Social media these days, also includes sites like Quora and Reddit. And when you wrote this down here on this list, John, the place that strangely that my mind went to is more like answering questions in long form, like on threads that already have like a lot of eyeballs on them. And then what you do is you throw your answer in and hopefully you have a more complete answer. Like Quora, like I haven't logged in that platform in a while. I've only answered two or three questions. But the last time I checked, I think I had like 12,000 views on my answers. So I probably spent about 3 hours. I got into 12,000, like in front of 12,000 people. Like doing answers or reviews, either way, are really great ways to get a lot of eyeballs on stuff that you've written or stuff that you've said. I love this idea of capturing attention through, and I'm going to take it a step further and say reviews also work. Like answering questions in social media, that's one way to do it. Another way to do it is like I said, Reddit, Quora, or drop reviews in places that your clients exist. Mortgage companies, like reviews there, anything related to real estate is probably at some point places that your consumers are going to research either like services that they need, such as title or mortgages and things like that, or option B, developers, new home builders, stuff like that. And if you review these guys, you're going to get in front of a lot of people that may be an audience to the service that you provide. All right. We're blasting through this list right here, guys. Share success stories of past.
Yeah, I think it's time for a break, Rob.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come right back. And when we do, we're hoping that you'll stay tuned. But in the meantime, I've recently come into this incredible piece of information. You, all of you, may be listening to this podcast on a service such as Spotify or millionpodcast.com. Wherever you're at, most likely you can leave us a review. Listen, I am begging for my 10 cents here. I am saying, I'm holding out my little cup and I'm rattling it and going, please, 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 if you enjoy the show, if you've gotten anything from it ever, 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 do John and I a favor. Give us a thumbs up. Give us a like. Leave us a review. We'd really appreciate it. It helps the show a lot. Costs you zero amount of dollars. And it will satisfy my OCD and the fact that I think we should be like top 5 real estate marketing shows and we're number 86. So please help us out. All right. Without any further ado, we will be right back. We've got 3 more great, great tips for you. Stay tuned.
Do you want quality leads from homeowners and buyers right in your own neighborhood? Then you need MailRite. It is a powerful but easy to use online marketing system that uses Facebook to generate real estate leads at a fraction of the cost you'd pay from our competition. We stand behind our work with a no question asked 30-day money back guarantee. So don't delay. Get started today. Go to mail-right.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's episode number 482 of the MailRight podcast. We are super excited to bring you some interesting ideas on how to capture attention, how to stand out as an agent in 2025. So without any further ado, John, we're going to talk about sharing stories of success. What do you got?
Well, I think there's a way of doing this. I think there's the wrong way where it's all about the agent, you know. But I think a more better way is is to point out how you overcome problems, you know, things that came up, how you help the client overcome these obstacles, financial, if they're, you know, as long as they're okay about sharing it, and how you overcame these obstacles and that you got the final success. They managed to purchase their dream home, or they managed to get the price that they wanted, and it allowed them to do what they wanted to do in their retirement, blah, blah, blah. And this is really very powerful storytelling because, it, you know, if it's done in the right way, it's very relatable to the type of clients that you want to get.
Agreed. So another way to share stories of success. So one of the ways to stand out is you can share stories of case studies. You can do so on a blog, on your Google business profile. You can figure out a way to share these stories on Zillow by responding to reviews that other people have left for you. There's always ways for you to figure out how to share case studies, and you really should. If you cannot advocate for your own fantastic results, who else do you think will? Like, you must get out there and say, and I understand, John and I are actually both kind of allergic to the same thing. Like, I get it. I don't want to shout from the rooftops, look how good of a job I did. The problem is if I don't do it, nobody else will. And so I have to show my case studies. And when you get ready to do that, as all of you in real estate already know, the bigger the sale, the more exclusive and private the client, making it so that some of you are going to go, but Robert, we can't get this client to give the case study. I'm going to tell you all something that is worth remembering. When you are dealing at a level where that kind of logic makes sense to everybody, the person reading your review where you don't disclose the name of your customer, you don't disclose the exact sales price, you may not even disclose the exact location. It makes sense to that specific audience. If you try to do that in a middle, like a middle class market, nobody's going to get it because nobody expects that exclusivity when they're buying a $400,000 home in South Texas. They just don't. They understand that you're like blue collar people are more inclined to loan you $5 than a millionaire. That's just the truth of it. So they're more inclined to give you reviews and be transparent about the transaction. It makes more sense to them. It doesn't at the highest levels of business. Like, your billionaires don't want you telling anybody that they bought the penthouse for $80 million and then never traveled to it, never even sat in it, because they understand what the excess looks like to other people and they don't want to be judged. But at the same time, you, as the salesperson who might have done that transaction, you need to be able to tell the story. You have to. So figure out a way to get creative about your sharing of this data. Another way to share this data without violating any particular interest or concern is you can put into your service agreements and contracts that you put sales data on your own website, which means that you would be able to report on your own past sales. So without the name of customers, but just the hard data of I sold this property for this much money in this area, and then let the consumers do the research themselves to find out that it was a monumental sale with somebody famous. That is another way to get around all the loopholes when it comes to putting past sales data on your website. I've seen people do that. I've helped people do that. It lies in the gray area in terms of information disclosure, but it's pretty common that real estate agents report their own sales data on their own websites. So it's one of those things where somebody would have to require that you didn't put the sales data of your own past sale on the website. And if they did require that, there is a world in which you can up your commission, get a better deal with that person, negotiate a better contract with that person to get that kind of privacy. It's all possible. All right. Number five, share hot properties. Okay, John, tell us about hot property.
Yeah. You know, if you're starting out and you haven't got a lot of success stories, you know, this is all stuff that we're suggesting that you put on social media, and we're providing this list so you have some strategies, some plan of action. And if you stick to this, we're giving you loads of ideas. So there's no excuse for not putting content on social media. Well, if you ain't got a lot of sales, people are interested in interesting property, you know. And if you can give information about this property, why it's hot, why in a down market this property is still probably going to sell for asking price. You know, I've lived through about 2 to 3 down markets, and I know for a fact that in England and in America that there's been certain areas where they didn't have to reduce the price, that you had to be the market price, But it still sold in about a week, 2 weeks, because it was in a certain area where housing never came up on the market normally. So there's always pockets, no matter how bad things are, and there's always interesting properties to talk about and share. And it shows you as the expert. Over to you, Rob.
You raise a very good point, and I couldn't agree with John more. Even neighborhoods like mine in Van Nuys, which is extremely blue collar and the homes are not sexy or fancy in any way, shape, or form, there's still a few here that would be extraordinary. Like, I live right across the street from a school. So a house next to a school where you could walk out your front door and walk into the school if you had a kid, that's extraordinary to the eye of the beholder, number one. But there's also extraordinary properties here that have been altered and modified in slight ways that are unusual for the area, such as hot tubs and pools and things like that. So even when the rest of the properties around the area don't move, this property probably would. And as case in point, I'm going to give you all an example of a case study. So I have two friends that, and this is true, every word is true. I have two friends that had a lawsuit that they settled. Van Nuys is not a very nice area, but there was a big piece of property that came up at the end of the cul-de-sac that was listed at $1.8 million and been on the market for over 100 days. All right. Has a big, huge yard and a hot tub and a pool. And whoever owned the property really spent a tremendous amount of money basically renovating the property. Well, they've been there a long time because $1.8 million is about twice what a property in Van Nuys goes for, like anything with the designator Van Nuys. And then eventually my friends found the property and it was perfect. And they bought it cash out, cash on the barrel head. Okay. Hot properties are definitely in the eyes of the beholder, anything that's extraordinarily or unusual in an area. So even though this property did sit for a while, it was an extraordinary property for the area. And if you are an expert in the area that you serve, you're going to know, just like I know what's extraordinary in Van Nuys, the city that I've lived in for 15 years now. You're going to know what's extraordinary. You will figure it out over time, or you'll figure it out by spending a huge amount of effort researching an area as you get ready to represent it. What's common, what's normal, what somebody's done to upgrade a property that really makes it sexy for that area. Those are the properties that you could feed to your audience. And if they don't already know that it's sexy, you do what I just did right now. And you tell them how sexy it is. You build the story around it and explain why it's sexy. And that's how you get attention using hot properties. I love this one, John. Really good find there. Share helpful content. That's a little broad. What were you thinking?
Well, it depends, doesn't it? It's like point information. It's a bit linked to answering questions, isn't it? But you know, the buying process, you know, showing, you know, about getting a mortgage, you know, how you should get yourself in a good financial position. Reverse mortgages, if you're in an area where you've got a lot of baby boomers selling or they're thinking of getting reversed. I know it's counterintuitive because you want them to sell, but they might be thinking about a reverse mortgage or about selling the property. If you talk about reverse mortgages, they might ring you up to have that discussion. Obviously, you want them to sell. And I'm not a big fan of reverse mortgages. I think you are better off to sell myself. So any kind of helpful educational material on social media that shows you you're the expert.
For me, helpful content, the way that I would view helpful content is something that really addresses clients' concerns. And I might go so far as to find a couple of questions in TripAdvisor, post the question to my social media, and then give my answer. Like, I would probably first answer the question on TripAdvisor, then I would either screenshot the whole thing or copy and paste and throw it onto my socials. Because generally speaking, questions that are being answered in public spaces are also being asked by your audience. They just may not have done it on your social media platform. So you could double the way that I would view this is number 3 and number 6 combined on our show notes here. So if you don't remember what number 3 was, ladies and gentlemen, to answering questions to social media. I think that sharing helpful content could be done like you could get double the bang for your buck. You could answer the question, share it to your socials. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to finish a few minutes early today because we've just whipped through these subjects. We hope that you've gotten some kind of value out of them. I've been Robert Newman, the voice of the podcast. Jonathan Didwin is the producer of the podcast. Either way, if you'd like to look me up, you could go to inboundrm.com, look at my about or services pages, learn about what we offer as a company, go to my blog and learn everything you ever want to know about online marketing, educated, given to you for free, all the reviews of all the major real estate marketing platforms, also there, done with a high level of expertise because I've used most of them. So much appreciate your balls today. Give us a like, give us a share. John, how would you like people to reach you or talk?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, just go over to the mail-write.com website, have a look at what we've got to offer, book a chat with me or my partner, and we'd love to show you what we offer. And also, like what Rob said, if you really want to support the show, you're listening on your phone, give us a review on iTunes or Spotify. It really does help the show. And it means that more people will be able to get this knowledge, which I think we do a great job, Rob. Back over to you.
Couldn't agree more. All right, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you're listening to this, thanks for giving us your attention. We know you have a lot of options. We appreciate it. We'll catch you the next time when we try to teach you something new about digital marketing for your real estate business.